What did your work uncover about ETs and the possibility of their bases?
Well, they certainly seem to be down there. There are a fair number of people who report being taken into underground facilities, and in some cases undersea facilities, where they interact with or see extraterrestrial or seeming alien beings. So I accept that they're down there. I might add that people also report being abducted by factions of the American military and taken underground into these facilities. So it's very bizarre, and these are criminal activities, by the way. If you were kidnapped, that used to be a capital crime. So I don't think it makes it all right for the military to stealthily abduct people. If you were to do that, you would be subject to incarceration in the penitentiary, sure, potentially for decades. So why is it okay if you have an American military uniform on to sneak around abducting people, and yet this is going on?
These ET bases, are they being done with our cooperation?
I think in some cases it looks like that's what's happening. And it raises a host of questions for which I don't have ready answers. But the questions themselves trouble me, and I believe they trouble many other people who think about these issues to an extent.
Now, are there craft also underground?
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, I have an illustration from Look magazine from 1955 in my book. There was an article that Look magazine came out with in 1955 pertaining to the many flying saucer sightings that were being had around the country. And people were talking about this. It was a real topic of conversation back then. You may remember that, George. I was a kid then, but I remember that a lot of UFOs were seen where I lived in the Tidewater region of Virginia. So this Look magazine article actually has a depiction of an underground flying saucer base with a camouflaged opening in a mountainous region, presumably of the United States. Now, the thrust of the article is that this base would have been an American flying saucer base, but how strange that Look magazine in the mid-1950s presumed that the American military was building or would soon build flying saucers and would have its own underground flying saucer base. There you have it. It's in the open literature, and I include that illustration in my book.
And Look magazine was at the forefront of these reports during those days. I mean,
yeah, they had a lot of interesting articles. They carried some of Jackie Gleason's work on UFOs. He was pretty outspoken on the topic.
Yeah, he was a believer. Well, he claims that Richard Nixon showed him an extraterrestrial at Homestead Air Base in Florida.
Yeah, you know, I've read that story, and I'm inclined to believe it. Why not? Because a lot of people have come forth in recent years alleging to have seen a variety of alien corpses under many different circumstances. So I can believe it. Ryan Wood has certainly demonstrated to my satisfaction that the American military has recovered many crashed UFOs, or in some cases apparently shot them down, and that presumably there would be corpses of whatever entities or beings were in the craft that they would also take possession of. So I really, at this point, don't have any trouble believing this type of story.
What do you think these ETs are doing here? Why bases?
Well, they would be underground and or undersea for the same reason that terrestrial humans would be, to conceal their activities for a level of security, physical security, and privacy. So that would be the reason. It's not only, you know, we have beings here that are being very stealthy, whether we're talking about terrestrial human factions in the military, in civil government, or in other agencies and organizations, and also factions that evidently are coming here from off the planet, and they all are behaving in a very stealthy, furtive manner, which raises a lot of questions. What are they hiding? What's to hide?
Absolutely. Tell us about the case of abductee Krista Tilton.
Well, you know, have you talked to Krista yourself, George?
I have not.
Well, she was really more in circulation back in the 80s and I'd say early 90s. I don't know if she really makes public appearances anymore, but she did for a while, and I talked with her a few times. Her story is that she was abducted and taken underground to a base that she believed was in northern New Mexico, which she thought was the Dulce base. She doesn't know exactly where it was, but she was taken there by clandestine elements of the American military and also saw alien beings there and some weird genetic and biological type of research and experimentation, ostensible cloning programs and that type of thing. The technology that she saw, the biological technology that she saw, was frankly bizarre. And also the interaction between the military and the aliens and between her and the military was frankly also bizarre. I think something very strange happened to Krista, and I'm inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt, because there are other people who have come forward with, if not precisely the same story, at least stories that bear some resemblance to what she has reported. And it does appear that certain factions of the American military are involved with certain ET or alien factions underground, and it seems that they're up to no good.
Why the lie, Richard? Why the big cover-up?
I don't know, but the lying is epidemic. And it's not only the projects themselves, but it's the if you will, the social technology of compartmentalization that permits mass deception of society by concealing the activities of very large numbers of human beings in society. And this social technology of compartmentalization is extremely advanced and widely used by the military industrial espionage complex. And there's also the question of the funding for these things. You've interviewed Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yes, all the time.
Yes. She's quite knowledgeable about this, and there's no question that trillions of dollars have been sucked out of the federal budget and out of the economy in general. It's been sucked out of our pockets, literally. This money's been taken from us, and it's been lavished on projects and programs about which we are told little or even nothing whatsoever.